Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving on a shout-out Friday. Now, I know a lot of these shout-outs have taken on the high school football persuasion from the 469. Shout-out to South Oak Cliff. I'm driving 2 hours to watch them play Longview. They better win for my gas money. Now, I like that sort of fiscal responsibility, but then right after that, from the 903, shout-out to the Longview Lobos. Beat South Oak Cliff. So that is the rivalry that is developing on the fan text. And the other thing I love from the 817, remember the person who talked about how they're 3 months sober? Shout out to that guy, man. That's so hard to do. I love to hear that. Congrats to that man, and I know his mom is proud. I love that the Tolos and the Twolos get excited for other successes of people listening to this station. Right now, let's talk to our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What's going on?
Now, I don't think we've talked about him a whole lot this week, but I was curious your first impressions or first game impressions of Overshown, because as we established, I probably got too hyped up for him, but then Micah Parsons said maybe he can be an all-pro, and then I got even more hyped up. I know it's just one game, but what did you think about Overshown's play?
No, I think it merited any hype you think you might have felt. I think he played awfully well. If you think that was the first game he played since Texas's bowl game, the 2022 season. I mean, think about it. Guy, you don't just roll out of bed and get 9 tackles, right? Get a sack, a couple quarterback hits, tackles for losses, and play the number of snaps he played, because they were in so much nickel defense with the 3 wide receiver set the Browns were playing. And it didn't seem like he wore down, and he got faster, I think, as the game went around. So not only his physical attributes that were on display, but just his recognition that he saw things. And normally when you haven't played a game, you can do all the practice you want and scrimmages, but when you haven't played a game, your recognition is a tad slow. And boy, his wasn't. It picked up and picked up and picked up. So, yeah, I think go ahead, get carried away.
You like hearing Tyler Guyton say that he wasn't good enough,
and yes,
that only 0 sacks is acceptable.
Yeah, keep working, right? It wasn't perfect by any means. I thought it was good for a rookie, first game in the NFL, changing from right to left on the road, and, you know, and playing against the defense that the Browns presented. I thought that, you know, okay, he only gave up one sack, couple pressures. But other than that, yeah, I thought. And the good thing was he kept fighting, right? He didn't back down, and he just got to get a little bit better on his technique. His feet looked like they were pretty good. You know, on the one sack, he got off slow, and then he dipped. And I didn't see this, but I got it pointed out to me. He dipped his left shoulder, right? And when you're not square and you dip your shoulder and the guy's coming from your left, well, he's got a shorter corner to get around you. You know, you got to stay square. And so, you know, looks like, you know, we'll see how much he learned that first game. But I thought for a first time out as a rookie, not bad at all.
Now, I know it's a big product of having a new OC and everything, but the Saints use a lot more pre-snap motion, a lot more play action. In week one, did you see that game against the Panthers? What did you think about the way they executed it? And how do you think the Cowboys are set up to combat it?
Well, I don't know if the motion led to how well they ran the football, but that's what stood out to me.
Yeah,
that and the fact that they scored on non-straight possessions, which is rather remarkable, even if you're playing against air. But yeah, and it's like, you know, it's no secret when Micah Parsons said, you know, of Alvin Kamara, he's the main focus, and they were dominant in the run game. So. If the motion caused that, well, okay, you better get ready for it. But they got to prove that they've improved against the run. Now, did a decent job against Cleveland. They let Watson get away a little bit. But for the most part, they did a nice job. But again, this is going to be a real test, as, you know, Jerry said. And we'll find out a little bit more if they've solved that problem, stopping the run against really good teams. Now, most of their problems last year stopping the run was on the road. Now you're going to be at home. I don't know if that makes a difference or, you know, but I do know that stopping the run against quality teams on the road was a problem. And so we'll see just where they're at with that, with a new defensive coordinator. You know, if New Orleans goes big, they're going to play three linebackers instead of a linebacker and a skinny safety. So I think this will tell us a little bit more about where that Cowboy defense is. And look, going into training camp, the priority was you got to get better stopping the run.
And they worked really hard on that for sure. On the other side of it, how many attempts is Mike McCarthy comfortable with for CeeDee Lamb to be a running back or to get those jet sweeps? Because that's a part of their offense that is productive and can be used often. I also, though, know that Deebo Samuel's had lots of injuries from, you know, trying to be a physical running back at times as well.
Yeah, I don't know that CD is going to try to be physical like Deebo, because he kind of overdoes it, right, with the physicalness. But I think it's part of their running game, and I think it needs to be. You know, got to use his speed, got to use Brandon Cook's speed, and keep teams honest from crashing on the edges, and that's the best way to do it. And you know, I don't know if he says, well, we can't give him more than three carries or whatever, four carries. I think it's just kind of the feel of the game and how you're calling it. But I think between Lamb, Cooks, and Turpin, I think you got to use that speed and make people respect it. And, you know, the more times you can get the ball in those guys' hands, the better off you are. And sometimes it's safer to hand it to them than try to throw it to them all the time. So, yeah, I'm a proponent of using that. You know, we saw it in training camp, they worked on that quite a bit. Now, obviously, it wasn't Lamb, but with Cooks and Turpin. So I think that's a speed factor that they need in that running game to make the rest of it work.
I know this is only his second year in the Cowboys, but Brandon Cooks is a veteran of the league going into his 150th regular season game. You were just talking about him. Do you get the sense that he has a leadership role on this team or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. Go ask any of the wide receivers. He's one of those guys that doesn't mind sharing his knowledge with guys. It's like he's pretty comfortable in his own skin. So it's not like he's sitting there with high anxiety. Well, if I tell these guys this and this, they might take my job, right? I think he knows who he is. I think he doesn't mind sharing. And those guys listen, not only football stuff, but life stuff and how to prepare yourself for games, how to prepare yourself in the off season. He's just a really grounded guy. If you ever get a chance to talk to him, you know, he doesn't say, how do I put it, like fluff things. Usually when he says something, it's very intentional. And
yeah.
I enjoy talking to him. I just think it's great. And, you know, last year, if you look at it, he took a little while to kind of move into this offense. You know, I think it was something like 17 catches the first 7 or 8 games, and then the end of the season, you know, he had 30-some. And so it took a while. I talked to Dak about it. And Dak said, you know, well, we got CD and we're getting him the ball. And, you know, I hadn't really worked that much with Brandon. He goes, but as you saw, the more we worked together, the more we got him the football. And we saw it in training camp. Without CD there, boy, he was given the defense fits. And not just the Cowboys defense, the Rams defense too in those scrimmages. So they have a much better connection at this point now than they had last year at this time.
The growth of Kalen Carson, what are you looking for him to add to his game this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, you get that first one under your belt, and, you know, you're probably a little nervous, a little anxiety, and but, I mean, for a rookie, yeah, I mean, a fifth-round draft choice, and you go out and play the way he did. Now, I'm sure people are still going to look at him and say, well,
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a rookie, and here's what I thought of him going into the draft. And, you know, he lasted the fifth round, so we're going to test him. And he's got to be ready for it. Now, I think the Cowboys did a nice job of helping out some with the safety over the top, helped out some with the linebackers underneath. But for the most part, you know, he was out there a lot one-on-one, and he kind of held up. You're not going to shut people down, right? They're going to catch passes on you.
Sure.
What you don't want is to let them get behind you. Keep everything in front of you. And I gave him credit that one, I think the, it was a completion on him, but he jumped the route. I mean, he almost had an interception. So that tells you that he's got some confidence in himself that, hey, I can make that play. Let me go. I don't think they could have asked for anything more from a rookie corner like that.
Now, what Kevin really wanted to ask was what the spread in the press box is going to be like. But I know instead he's going to ask what your score. Is that right,
That is
Kevin?
Correct. That right. is what I was
no,
going to
No, don't ask.
Ask
me that.
Come on, Mick.
Ask,
you know the deal.
Me about the injuries or something.
Give us
He's like, I got information
prediction.
On that.
Look, if we do this long enough, Mickey, one of these days we're going to come back on Monday and be like, sir, you nailed it right down to the exact point. I believe that
one of these
in
days.
My heart.
Yeah.
I think the last time I did that was 1991, okay?
Well, we're due then, just like the Cowboys are due.
No, overdue,
yeah.
Right? To get,
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes one's got to land in your lap, right?
Fair.
I think the Cowboys win might have been a little bit better over a quality, or what we thought was a quality opponent, than what the Saints were. But still, they did things that are very hard to do. Run for 180 yards, score on 9 straight possessions, score 47 points in the league. I don't care who you're playing, but
sure.
I still think the Cowboys have a better team overall. And so when I put it in my computer brain and it spit out, Cowboys 28, Saints 17.
That's a good score right there.
I like it.
Over under, I think, is 46.5. So,
oh, what did you guys, don't tell Mickey about that. He doesn't want to know that.
I want to know. Right, Mick. Have you made your picks?
I'm right there with you, Mick. That's the number I'll throw out there.
No, oh, okay.
40-0.
Yeah.
No, I think 28-17 makes a lot of sense. I might have been more in the 27-20 range, but I think,
a 6.5-point
yeah,
spread.
Yeah, I think we're about in the same general area. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again on Monday.
Sounds good. Good to be with you guys.
Absolutely. Bye, we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday, and I let one person down, and so we're going to try to make up for it, okay?
All right.
From the 682, did Kevin not keep up with Mike's tradition of bringing cards to give away at the Buffalo Wild Wings? Fair. I did not. This is a different thing. I'm going to try to make it up. You've been to RJ Dukes and McKinney.
I have.
All right. Great supporter of Peace-a-thon. In fact, he won the sit-in with one of our shows.
That's right.
Was hoping to do it this week. Scheduling just kind of fell apart. But I am going to go out there tomorrow to RJ Dukes in McKinney. They're doing their trade day all day. So there's going to be all kinds of fun specials, free stuff, big sales, but bring stuff that you want to trade. We're talking about that all the time. I know your kiddos talk about that all the time.
Yeah, my kids have gone out there plenty of times, too.
And I'll be out there from 3 to 6. We'll be doing some rips live, and hope you come out and see us. A lot of good deals.
Doing drugs
no,
live?
Not rip a bong, rip a pack.
What?
That's what he was getting at. If you saw his face, that's what he was getting
at. He said
at.
We're going to be doing
I can't
some
control
rips
what
live.
Happens like... around the shop, but in the shop, we'll just be ripping packs. And it look, it's a great business that we like to support because he's so kind to us around Peace-a-thon time. Stop. I heard that, Alec. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Joe Buck, DeMar DeRozan, and this Twins prospect. Do any of these folks deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving on 105.3 The Fan.
Third down, Prescott back. Looking deep to the middle. He's got a man all alone. Cook at the goal line. It's Cooks for the Cowboys' first touchdown of the year. Brandon Cooks.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving. What I would encourage folks to come on out. We still got a jersey to give away, a pop, a mini helmet, a couple of hats, and you can register to win Cowboys Saints tickets right here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving. Now,
Kevin, I also.
Oh, did you get that back?
I just got another Mike Bassick autographed card to give away. So during one of the breaks, I will somebody that wants this card. Again, he was the number 8 prospect at the time because they did it in alphabetical order. All right, there you go. I'm giving it away to this fella here.
Oh, man.
There you go.
You should still come out here anyway because
yes.
We're doing other
we got plenty
ways.
Of, yeah. There you go. He's actually from Duncanville, so there you go.
Now, we're doing a lot of high school shout-outs today, but you can feel free to send in Shout-Out Friday for whatever you like. Giant matchup tonight between Salina and Gunter. Didn't say who they're rooting for, though. And then from the 469, they're rooting right there for Plano East tonight. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Go Panthers.
And for the record, I see multiple people. I'll bring my fancy bong, Kevin. I'm doing rips right now, too. Shout out to Kevin, ripping one in his honor. Tomorrow, trade day at RJ Dukes and McKinney. I can't control what happens outside of the shop. I feel like maybe a little bit away from the shop. Inside the shop. We're going to be ripping open packs. We're going to be streaming. I know it sounds like I was ripping something else earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your opportunity for a trade day. I'm going to be there 3 to 6, but I believe they're open 10 to 7 tomorrow, going all day long. Now, you want Forgiveness Friday?
Let's do it.
877-881-1053. I think I may need forgiveness from the 817 and perhaps a job. I was sitting at a table that my manager and VP were playing Giant Jenga on. The game got down to, like, the very last move. My VP was about to lose because she had nothing else to move. Then I accidentally moved slightly, and the table shifted, and the Jenga fell over.
Oh, man.
They laughed and said they weren't mad. However, where did y'all say you got cronuts from? Because I might need to go get some.
Yeah, I texted them back.
Oh, no.
I've already texted them back, and it's the Plano location. It's called Morning Donuts. But there's plenty of other options out there. You just got to find the right donut shop. One of our Tolos brought in some fantastic cronuts last week.
Tremendous, tremendous. From the 214, can I get a shout-out? I still work with idiots and haven't even cracked open a Miller yet. Good for you. That's called growth. From the 254, shout-out to Alec. Alec, Reggie's departure left a big pair of shoes to fill, and you've done an admirable job, 100% an asset to the KNC Masterpiece. I would like to co-sign that. Corey said he will not co-sign.
Yeah, I was just saying, I feel like there's still some space in those shoes.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I think he was like a size 12, so, you know, that's a little bit of room. I need to, like, triple sock it, you know?
I gotcha.
Dude, triple sock. My son, he was like, I need new cleats. And I'm like, you're going to have to go with triple socks on this one, buddy. And football. So, yeah, man, that's the triple sock's a good way to go.
Now, does the amazingly named Derek Bender deserve forgiveness? He is a Twins minor leaguer. He got released because he was tipping pitches during the playoffs to the other team.
Oh, no.
And
he was telling the batters, right, as the catcher.
He was telling them, what the pitch was going to be because, quote, supposedly he said, I wanted the season to be over.
What?
And
he just wanted it
yes.
to end,
so he was like, forget it. I'm
Correct.
Just going to give away trade secrets.
Now, you could argue that's why the Twins released him. Another one might argue that it was because he was hitting 200 with an OPS of 606. But the point is, he got released. Does he need forgiveness? Or are you like, your punishment was you got released for being a moron. Now you can have forgiveness.
I don't know if I could ever forgive that. And here's why.
Oh.
If you're a pitcher and you find out that dude was tipping pitches, Andrew Heaney is potentially still in the Rangers rotation to meet incentives.
Yes.
They didn't pull him out because sure. there's a potential that he has some incentives sure. that he could meet. And you're out here screwing up my opportunity to make an extra $1 million this year or an extra $500,000 or $200,000 or whatever it is because you want the season to be over. I don't think I could ever trust that guy again. I don't think that any pitcher wants to pitch to that guy again because of something like that could happen. I wouldn't, if I'm a player in the league, we're looking at that guy going, nope, get him out of here. I don't want him back. Sorry, okay. man. That's not cool at all.
That seems to be the decision they made. Now,
and not just that team. I would look around the rest of the league, and there are going to be a lot of teams going, why would we want you, dude?
Corey, if somebody used an inflammatory term for a high school, should I say it correctly, or should I read it the way that person texted it in?
I don't know exactly.
From the 972, let's go Sunnyvale Raiders. Beat Cato Mills, or Cato Mills if you're fancy, but they wrote Crapo Mills. So the animosity there is real. All right. What about Joe Buck?
What about Joe Buck?
Does Joe Buck deserve forgiveness for
the hair plug situation?
No, not for the hair plug situation. Okay, you always shut that down. I'm just saying, type in Joe Buck and Fernando Tatis Jr.
Okay.
Junior, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, senior.
Maybe, okay.
Senior.
Type in
if
Joe
it had been
Buck.
Junior, he'd have been very under.
Yeah, and Fernando Tatis. And just let the internet tell you what to think. And hopefully you'll make your own decision. So Joe Buck said that he had something to do with his wife's ankle injury in a freak golf occurrence. All right? Do you quickly forgive people that accidentally get you hurt? Like, for example, one time I was fishing with a couple of my friends when we were younger, and one of our friends just came walking by when one of them was casting and got a hook in his back. Because, of course, he wasn't wearing a shirt either, and so you know how it goes. He seemed quick to forgive him. In those situations, are you like, yeah, it happens.
What was... So this has been Michelle Beisner Buck.
Yes.
What was her ankle injury? What happened?
He drove a tee shot directly okay. into her ankle.
All right. So
which I guess that means he shanked it?
Yeah.
I don't know where
she
was standing.
Or she was standing in front of him. Like, that's dumb.
That feels like a bad idea. Holy moly, it's Bobby Bell.
So one of the times, Kevin, what movie was it? I Love You, Man? They go golfing, and they go with the women, and then Jason Segel's character gets hit in the shin, and he's like, this is why I don't golf with women. And so I would just stick by that rule and not golf with a significant other.
Okay.
She can golf, just not with you. Like, you send her back that way. That way nothing can happen like that.
Okay.
And if you're going to shank one that poorly, oh, Joe, we got a lot of work to do. Maybe he's like in my realm of golf ability.
From the – I don't know if this counts – do you give a shout-out, or does Shannon Sharp need to ask for forgiveness for lying to everybody because he was embarrassed about his Instagram sex? Because remember, he's like, I got hacked. And then immediately was like, never mind, I did not get hacked.
So, it like, in his pocket, it just started broadcasting? That's what happened?
Do people frequently get freaky with their phone in
like
their
pocket?
Like,
he was looking at Instagram, and then he just set it down and rubbed up against it, and then all of a sudden it started happening like that? Bobby didn't get his knuckleballs.
Oh yeah,
today.
That's true.
So he had to come in and get his knuckleballs and say hi to all the Tolos out here that are hanging out with us after dominating a morning show this morning.
True. From the 817, I'm going to edit one word on this. Shout out to Corey because he suggested watching Rebel Ridge and it was awesome.
And I did tell them, I did correct them and say it was me. I did correct them already.
Hey, that's why
Kevin.
I edited.
That's the line, though, Kevin. That was the line from Jason Segel in that, this is my nightmare. Not only playing golf with women, but also getting hit by a woman at the golf course because she doesn't know what she's doing.
Bobby,
I'm not saying all women don't. There are some great women golfers, like our best friend, best friend Annika Sorenstam. Yeah, you're right, Mike. But our best friend Annika, she knows.
From the 2-4, Bobby in a hoodie, no friggin' way. Let the man wear what he wants to wear, all right? It's not hurting anybody.
Except for maybe him. Like, it's hot outside.
Well, I mean, maybe he'll just sweat some
more. He just doesn't know how much it's hurting his body.
Maybe. Need to ask for forgiveness, or is this just the level of confidence you want a player to have? DeMar DeRozan said that even if the Raptors wouldn't have had Kawhi Leonard and they would have still had him, they would have won the title. Now, of course, Kawhi Leonard was the Finals MVP that year. He's also won another Finals MVP. But DeMar DeRozan was like, we didn't need Kawhi. We needed just me. I would have got the job done, too. Does he need forgiveness? Or are you like, that is the confidence I want in a player?
Look, man, if you're a championship player that has multiple championships in your career, you can say stuff like DeMar DeRozan did.
He doesn't have any, right? All right, so we just had an impromptu commercial break. Look, here's the deal.
Get those spots in.
I don't know if it's the internet here that needs forgiveness, it's our board that needs forgiveness, or it's the fact that it's Friday the 13th. But
that makes sense. We
have now cut out twice and just had to go to that impromptu commercial break. So I don't know where we cut off, but I'll say this. From the 682.
Is that the equipment you spilled the water on
yesterday? No, that was different equipment. Yesterday, I was concerned about that. This question just hit my brain. Dak bet on himself for a couple of years and finally got the bag. Does Pete Rose deserve forgiveness for betting on himself now, or is that a different kind of betting? And that's why I said I think that person has been ripping packs this morning. That is a stoner question that I actually really like.
It's a real question, though, still.
I know. Like, how do they build all the roads? That's a real question.
Yeah.
But you guys always make fun of me for that.
Have you ever noticed that Rango has a belly button? Man, isn't that wild?
What?
Yeah, go watch the movie Rango like I did last night, and you'll notice he has a belly button. You're like, why does a lizard have a belly button?
Isn't that an animated movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they animated a belly button on the guy.
Okay.
With Pete Rose, man, I'm still, I guess it's just the way that you have to continue on with this, even though they know that betting has happened in sports all over. The NFL suspends them for a little bit. Baseball said, we had the death penalty already built in place. That's how it's going to be. Sorry, man, it's not going to happen. And that's tough from him, man.
Look, I know people are asking. Hopefully that answered your question about what the heck just happened. Now, I do have a more serious Forgiveness Friday I want to throw out here. Now, I was going to bring it up from the sports context, but, Corey, I'm sure you saw this week as somebody who has kids in high school, that the kind of, I guess, social media threat that hit a lot of different school districts and a lot of different high schools because somebody posted up a picture. I can't remember if it was a shotgun or not, but also of different schools and different school districts. So because of that, there was extra security. There was a lot of panic on high school campuses. A lot of high school football stuff got changed around. Now, I know the football thing is like the least of the concerns, but come on, people. Like, I don't know if this person just thought it would be funny or not, but that crap's not funny.
Yeah.
It's really not.
And, you know, I really honestly don't think that whoever does it thinks it's funny. I think there is and you need to take it as a serious threat.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no way you shouldn't. You hear something like that, you got to make sure you're like, okay, we got to investigate this as much as we can. That actually should become priority number one in those instances. So it's tough. Yeah, man. When I send Avery out, or I'm like, hey, man, go have fun at a football game tonight. I got that stress going along with it. And then he texts me and he's like, yeah, look, people are getting filed out. I think a gunshot happened. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't let my kid go to a game. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I don't think it's funny at all. I don't think that anybody should think it's funny. And I think that in those instances, they need to take it seriously right out of the gate.
And then from the 972, they said, we need forgiveness. Now, I'm going to point out, probably so, but not for the abrupt commercial break. You need to give props to Alec for being like, oh crap, they went away. Let's go to commercials. This time, we will transition to a real commercial break that we are really prepared for. When we come back, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where, hey, speed and running straight are important skills, too. We'll do it next right here on The Fan, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving.
This is the speedy man, Xavier Worthy, the fastest man to the end zone right away. His first touch, a Kansas City touchdown. Oh, man.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving. Bobby Bell has swung by. He is very popular, though, so I don't know if he'll end up staying here. But right now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Here we go!
Gridiron Gravy, I hope that carried over the air. Of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. All right, I got some Chiefs notes for you to start off. They have put Hollywood Brown on the injured reserve, all right? I don't know if that's that unexpected or
for
not.
For his SC joint, he's having surgery. Is that what it is?
I believe that is correct. And so he's going on the injured reserve. But I actually wanted to talk about the person we just played the highlight of, Xavier Worthy. Now, Xavier Worthy had an incredible first game as a pro. But I want to take you to cut number 16. This is Cam Taylor-Britt with the Bengals. His thoughts about Xavier Worthy.
What does Xavier Worthy bring to this KC offense that you guys need to be prepared for?
That's about it. He can run straight. Run jet sweeps and just run straight. He can't do too much else, so that's about it. Feel like you put your hands on him. He's only 100-some pounds. So if you put hands on him, you'll stop the speed. So basically get hands on him.
Hey.
Sounded a little like Will McClay.
I can
just
see
the way
that
like his voice
bit.
Sounded.
Running straight is important.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know why he's going to discount that.
So he's saying
a jet sweep usually has a curve to it.
Lightweight kid that you can push out of his route,
pretty
get his
much.
Timing off and everything. And you know what? Until he proves otherwise, we discussed this last week with Mike going into that game. Will they be able to do that? And even Bobby said the same thing. You have to show them that they have to respect it. And so everything that Xavier Worthy and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes work on together each week, they have to show teams that that speed is more than just a threat, that it's a reality that you have to deal with. And straight line is going to be a good way. If he can beat guys while he's trying to be physical at the line too and get there, and that could be a big difference for him. I still do think he's a little light for that, but man, you go up against light cornerbacks sometimes. These opportunities are going to be big for him because that offense has so much more than just him.
Now, it is a shout-out Friday that has also turned into a high school Friday from the 210. Go McKinney, beat Plano tonight. And then from the 817, shout-out to South Grand Prairie, SGP, beat North tonight. And so a lot of high school rooting going on our show today.
Shout out my boy Marcus Hill right here. This is my friend since before kindergarten. We were playing t-ball together.
Have you been to his house?
No, I haven't been to his. I need to go to his house.
He doesn't come to my house.
I don't
house
go to
either.
Houses. That's just
ever.
The deal. I don't go to houses.
Ever.
But he played cornerback for us at Bryan Adams, went on to play at Purdue with Drew Brees. He's a stud.
Woo!
Right there. And he's raising a stud track athlete, too, that I'm looking forward to seeing in the Olympics soon. So,
see, you know what I would tell everybody if that was the case with Drew Brees? I'd have been like, yeah, I was better, but he came to me crying one night in the dorm, and he said his family was really depending on him to make this a pro career. He gave this heartbreaking story, and I was like, all right, man, you can take over. And then the rest is history. Like, who's going to fact check that? Are they going to go call Drew Brees? I don't think so.
There you go. That's your story for
all
now
right.
on.
Yeah, I'm glad I could glad I could help. We've talked about this a lot throughout the week. The NFL combined for 6,026 passing yards in week one. I know on the surface it's like, whoa, that's a lot, but not really. That's the lowest for the opening weekend since 2000.
Mm.
But to go along with that, NFL quarterbacks ran for 787 yards and 8 touchdowns, the most of any opening weekend in NFL history. So we talked a lot about the potential reasons for the drop in air passing yards. I don't mean just total passing yards. I mean amount of time the ball is in the air. Do you think that surely the running quarterback has something to do with it? Because you're like, that's a much more viable option for more players than it ever has been in NFL history.
Yeah, if it's not downfield, then you can pick it up that way. And then on top of that, I mean, look at how many explosive big runs there were from running backs as well.
True.
So, like, that was a huge factor throughout, you know, a lot of those games, because if you're getting those runs, then you don't need to put the ball in the air. The other thing, too, is it's so early. A lot of these guys still haven't had that physical stretch where it's just like you're getting used to getting beat up and all that. So, Kevin, I think there was a lot of lack of physicality. You saw it last night with the Dolphins. They weren't as physical defensively as I thought they should have been against Buffalo. On the flip side, Buffalo was against them. And so you see James Cook break open for a big touchdown because they weren't prepared for it. So I think there's a lot to do with it still early in the season.
I want to throw this out there because this became a trend on Twitter last night. Guys have a fantasy football emergency. Who's the backup for Tua, and what does that mean for Tyreek Hill? Does his value go down? So the person who came in last night is Skylar Thompson, but you saw who was trending because of this last night on Twitter, right? It was Trey Lance.
Oh, really?
So Trey Lance, everyone was like, Trey Lance for a third. Who says no? And I'd be like, heck yeah, I would do that. So Trey Lance's name started circulating last night that maybe thinking the Dolphins would make for him. I'm not reporting that that is going to happen. I'm just saying it was trending on Twitter.
What's the number that you think that Jerry would say okay and pull the trigger on that for? Anything less than a fifth? Anything
no.
less than a third? Is it third, fourth?
I think
does he want equal value for what
he traded?
He
has to get at least a fourth because he'll convince himself that it's still going to work.
Okay.
Even though I'd like... You signed Dak to the long term.
Yeah, you have that. Like, and I guess the only other thing that I would think in the future there is maybe he could be a backup, but pedigree there says he wants to be a starter. Somebody's going to try and give him that shot because he's had it before. But, yeah, man, I'm doing that. I'm calling him up immediately. But I would call them and say, hey, I got an extra quarterback if you ever need one.
Sure.
Jerry, on the other hand, is like, no, they call us because position of power.
From the 817, you don't hear this often. Shout out to Friday the 13th week. I was born on Friday the 13th, 31 years ago. Got to see my baby in an ultrasound for the first time yesterday and got a job offer I've been waiting for 2 months. It's a good luck week for me.
There you go. I like that.
I can understand that, but did I ever tell you, this is tough for me to talk about. I had a bunch of friends who went to a camp. It was actually called Camp Crystal Lake, and they were really good friends of mine, and they just got brutally murdered one Friday the 13th. And it turns out I heard somebody say who they thought the killer was. Inaccurate. The killer, well, there was this kid named Jason who also used to go to the camp. He drowned one year, and so it was actually his mom who went on the murderous spree, killing all of these people. I know a lot of people assume it was Jason. Maybe that happened later. I don't know. Of course, my friends we would never go back to that camp because all those people got killed there. Why would you possibly go back to that camp? But all I know is that Jason's mom killed them, and it's tough to talk about. I appreciate you giving me this space.
The moment you said this is tough to talk about, Kevin, is when I knew this was a false story. And because I know you so well.
Because even when, like, my dad died or the miscarriages, I didn't say this.
You're
is
like,
tough
nah,
for me to
I'll just talk about this. Yeah, no,
okay,
but
this
Jamie
part
Lee Curtis is your friend, huh?
No, that was not Jamie Lee Curtis. She's in a lot of scary movies. She was not in Friday the 13th, though Kevin Bacon was.
She's
or
in,
whatever.
Like, Halloween?
She was in Halloween.
They're the same thing, right?
And I think Fright Night and a whole bunch of other things. This is a true story. When I bought my – this part is true. When I bought my first house – I swear this part is true. I swear this part is true.
You're lying.
When I bought my first I'm not. This time I'm not. When I bought my very first house, the subdivision it was in was called Crystal Lake. So, like,
not moving there.
Nothing bad ever happened except for, like, when the tornado came through. But I'm not going to blame that on any sort of Friday the 13th, evil magic or anything like
that. 214, Corey, can you shout out my stepdaughter Alexia and her boyfriend Anthony? Their baby Jaden is turning one tomorrow. Tolo Steven.
See, that's a nice shout out. But I was really hoping it was going to be another reenactment, a reenactment of a classic horror movie. I hate Kevin so much.
The 469. That was the place where you and Johnny Depp, Jason, right?
No, Johnny Depp was in Nightmare on Elm Street. That's a different thing. All right,
it's your life, man.
It's now or never. All right, back to Gridiron Gravy. That's my fault. So Dak Prescott needs 342 yards to get to 30,000 career passing yards. Only seven other players have done it in that quick of a time. So I'm going to give you the list, and you tell me how impressive this list is, okay?
Okay.
Kurt Warner.
All right.
Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers.
All Super Bowl champions
Dan
so far.
Dan Marino.
All right. Well,
Peyton Manning.
Uh-huh.
Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins.
Oh, man.
It kind of loses
to kill
some
that
steam
with Kirk
towards the end there.
It's an impressive list, though, man. Kirk Cousins really has had some good seasons. I don't think he's a good quarterback, but he's had some good seasons.
So Dak is on the cusp of joining that group. And I realize Patrick Mahomes is going to be in that group, and I realize that the NFL has changed a lot with the lax rules in terms of defense on passing and everything like that, but that still seems like a pretty darn cool accomplishment.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And look, man, I wrote a piece a long time ago when Dak took over.
People got mad at that
and
article.
Said that Dak Prescott would break all the Cowboys records. And you saw last week in the graphics that they were like, look, this is how close he is to having all the Cowboys records. And so here he is continuing to do it. And he's got a lot more time here in Dallas as now he has that big contract. And something he has to live up to, he's going to continue to rack those up. But you can see that one thing that he wants to do the most.
I have to admit, I didn't actually know this was a thing until T. Higgins said something about it. Do you think there's any chance T. Higgins is faking his injury?
Look, it would make sense.
Wow.
Right? Because he's on a franchise tag. He doesn't have a big contract. And he's trying to get Ja'Marr Chase is trying to get paid right now, too. I mean, I could see it, but I'm not going to go out there and claim it. And I would be very – I think that it would be probably bettors and fantasy football fans that are making that accusation on him.
I could see that.
And that stinks whenever you're a player that's like, look, there's nothing I can do about a soft tissue injury. I can't until it's healed and I get back out there.
So he was out of practice again yesterday. The prevailing wisdom is he's going to miss the game against the Bengals, though I don't think that is official just yet. And he's the one who said – he was telling Ben Baby about this, our friend of the show. I just don't understand why fans think I'm faking an injury for me to get an extension for a contract. The deadline is over. Mm. That's a good point. He can't even negotiate right now.
But he doesn't have to play under the tag. He doesn't have to play under the tag, right?
Yeah.
If he's hurt.
That's
I mean, remember Dak hurt his ankle.
That it's just a cramp.
It was a cramp, I'm not going to make that accusation, but I can see where people are coming from.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving. Continue to send in your shout-outs, but also coming up next, Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because. Let's do it next right here on the Fan.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.